News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Former Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh on Thursday blasted the Congress and questioned its secularism while pointing out to its alliance with the Shiv Sena in Maharashtra and induction of leaders from the BJP and RSS, including current Punjab Congress Chief Navjot Singh Sidhu. Singh said the Congress is no one to talk about secularism. Singh's sharp comments on Twitter were directed at Harish Rawat, Congress in charge of Punjab, who had said on Tuesday that nobody can stop the former Punjab Chief Minister if he can't stay with his old commitment to secularism. Rawat's remarks came after Singh announced his decision to launch a new party and also of a possible alliance with the BJP for the Punjab polls. Singh's criticism against the Congress also came a day after he said that it's over with the party, while also slamming its interference during his tenure as Punjab CM. Singh stressed that the Congress has damaged its own interests by not trusting him and giving it in the hands of unstable person like Navjot Singh Sidhu, who is only loyal to himself. The former CM, reminding the Congress of his poll-winning streak since 2017, also said that he was humiliated by the party. Reacting to Singh's announcement of floating a new party, Deputy Chief Minister Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa said, "Captain Amrinder Singh is an opportunist leader who only thinks about himself, his family and his friends. Punjab does not fear Pakistan or China. If Punjab today faces any threat, then it is from Amrinder Singh," he said. Randhawa further said, "When Amrinder Singh did not get the power he desired, he got upset with the Congress." Harish Rawat said Amrinder Singh should go to the BJP if he wishes. If he, Amrinder Singh, wants to eat crow and go with the BJP, he can. Who can stop him if he can't stay with his old commitment to secularism? He was considered a symbol of Sarvadharm Sambhav and was connected to Congress's traditions for a long time, Rawat had said. Before making the announcement, Singh had last month met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Delhi and had discussed the prolonged farmer's stir with him while urging him to resolve the crisis urgently with the repeal of the three farm laws. And the Supreme Court on Thursday said farmers protesting at Delhi borders against the three farm laws have the right to agitate, but they cannot block roads indefinitely. A bench headed by Justice S.K. Kaul said it was not against the right to protest, even when the legal challenge is pending, but ultimately some solution has to be found. Farmers have right to protest, but they cannot keep roads blocked indefinitely. You may have a right to agitate in any manner, but roads should not be blocked like this. People have right to go on the roads, but it cannot be blocked, the bench also comprising Justice M.M. Sundaresh said. The top court asked the farmer unions, who have been arrayed as parties in the case, to respond within 3 weeks on the issue and posted the matter for hearing on December 7. The apex court was hearing a PIL filed by a Noida resident, Monica Agarwal, complaining of delays in daily commute caused due to the road blockade owing to the ongoing farmers' protests. Farmers have been camping at Delhi borders to demand that the three agri laws be rolled back. Bollywood actor Ananya Pandey was questioned for over 2 hours by the Narcotics Control Bureau, or NCB, on Thursday, and sources said that the central agency quizzed her on her WhatsApp chats with Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan, who is currently lodged in Mumbai's Arthur Road jail after his arrest in the Drugs on Cruise case. Ananya's father, Chunky Pandey, accompanied her to the NCB office located at Ballard Estate in South Mumbai, where they reached at around 4 p.m. There was heavy deployment of police outside the NCB office, and a large number of media persons were also present. A stricken-looking Ananya, her father's arm protectively around her shoulder, left a little after 6 p.m. Ananya was asked about her long association and friendship with Aryan Khan. She was also quizzed about the code words used in the chats, a source told CNN News 18. The NCB, which is probing the cruise drug seizure case, has claimed that Aryan's WhatsApp chats include conversations with an international drug peddler and that he's part of a huge drug-related conspiracy. The agency has also alleged SRK's son used code words for drugs in the chats. An NCB team had visited Ananya's residence in Bandra on Thursday morning and summoned her to record her statement later. The 22-year-old actor, who has worked in movies like Karan Johar's Student of the Year 2 and Pati Patni Aur Woh, has been called for questioning again on Friday. She's been asked to appear before the NCB at 11 a.m. The NCB has also seized some electronic gadgets from Ananya, including her phone and laptop, which will be examined, the source said. Ananya's name cropped up in the case after certain WhatsApp chats between her and Aryan Khan were allegedly found in the latter's mobile phone, the sources said. The NCB officials, however, are yet to clarify her role, if any, in the case. In fact, an officer, part of the team that visited the 22-year-old actor's home, told the media gathered there that the summons was only part of a procedure. Ye investigation hai aur isme zaruri nahi hai ki jinko bulaya jata hai wo culprit ho. That is, just because someone has been called for questioning doesn't mean that they are guilty, the officer said. Aryan Khan was arrested with a few others on October 3 after the NCB raided a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast and claimed to have seized drugs, including charas. An NCB team visited Shah Rukh Khan's residence Mannat in suburban Bandra yesterday afternoon for seeking from him certain materials related to the investigation into the case, an official said. On Thursday morning, Shah Rukh Khan met his son Aryan Khan at the Arthur Road Jail in Mumbai, where the latter has been lodged following his arrest in the case. Pakistan will remain on the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, until it further demonstrates that action is being taken against Jamaat-ul-Dawah chief Hafiz Saeed and Jaish-e-Mohammed founder Masood Azhar, who are listed as global terrorists by the United Nations, the Global Anti-Money Laundering and Terror Financing Watchdog said on Thursday. The decision came following the virtual meeting of the Paris-based FATF plenary, which was attended by delegates from 205 members of the global network and observer organizations, including the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, and the Egmont Group of Financial Intelligence Units. Addressing a post-plenary conference, FATF President Dr. Marcus Blair announced that Pakistan remains on the increased monitoring list, which is another name for the grey list. He said Pakistan has two concurrent action plans with a total of 34 action plan items. It has now addressed or largely addressed 30 of the items. Pakistan was placed on the grey list by the FATF in June 2018 and was given a plan of action to complete it by October 2019. Since then, the country continues to be in that list due to its failure to comply with the FATF mandates. The FATF in June retained Pakistan on its grey list for failing to check money laundering leading to terror financing and asked Islamabad to investigate and prosecute leaders and commanders of the UN-designated terror groups, including Saeed and Azhar. It also asked Pakistan to work to address its strategically important deficiencies. With Pakistan's continuation in the grey list, it is increasingly becoming difficult for the country to get financial aid from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, Asian Development Bank, and the European Union, thus further enhancing problems for the country. Pakistan has so far avoided being on the blacklist with the help of China, Turkey, and Malaysia. In a statement, Pakistan said that the FATF and its review recognized considerable progress made by Pakistan on both the action plans. With regard to the 2021 action plan, Pakistan has completed 4 of the 7 action plan items. Pakistan has completed these 4 action plan items much before the timelines prescribed by FATF, while progress on remaining 3 action items is well underway, and it is aimed to complete 3 action items ahead of timelines set by the FATF, it said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.